I'm Jonathan Overby with this weekend's edition of the Odyssey series. Did you know there's an entire world of ambient music floating about, designed for meditation and relaxation? This growing genre is intended to help create an individual experience by connecting with one's inner peace, a more profound sense of serenity and enlightenment. What's more, the form aspires to strengthen one's ability to concentrate better, be more imaginative, and help foster an attitude of optimism about life. Some, like Gregorian chant, are used in this capacity, though its profile is exclusively sacred and intended for divine worship only. Studies confirm that listening to certain styles of music can have a calming effect that's soothing to the soul, comforting to the mind, and decreases stress and your heart rate. Gregorian chant has been adopted or liberated for its therapeutic value. Why? Perhaps it is because it contains similar stylistic characteristics to what is known as ambient or New Age music. Commonalities between New Age music and Gregorian chant include uniformity, fluidity in sound, non-assertiveness, and a trouble-free, non-confrontational sound, an elixir for relaxation and stress relief. New Age music was born in the 1960s, intentionally created for artistic inspiration, relaxation, and optimism to bring about the condition of ecstasy, as in one's own home or a pastoral environment grounded in spirituality. To capture the mood of Gregorian chant, let's travel back to the 7th century to a Christian monastery in Whitby Abbey and a church situated overlooking the North Sea. This abbey church was perched on the east cliff above Whitby in North Yorkshire, England. Their livestock grazed peacefully as gentle waters welcomed the morning sun, and monks worked the landscape, singing in chorus devotional music that received each new day. This imagery serves as an historical marker of Gregorian chant, more formally developed in the 9th and 10th centuries as sacred devotional music. Not only did Gregorian chant specifically influence sacred worship music, but it also profoundly influenced the development of medieval and Renaissance music. Popular legend has it that Gregorian chant, still rendered in Latin today, holds its allegiance to that of Pope Gregory I, initially generated by male voices, though that has changed with modernity. And though it has been co-opted for secular use, its employment of a single melodic line illumines a unique characteristic, the human voice, humankind's first musical instrument, also known to positively transform the mind, body, and spirit. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.